Last week, I talked about school trust lands in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness and how the legislature ignored a carefully crafted agreement developed by a legislative working group that included all the stakeholders and instead passed a bill that seemed to be written by the mining lobby. Now, our congressperson, Representative Chip Kervac, has introduced a similar bill at the federal level, which would force the Forest Service to trade the state lands in the wilderness for national forest lands outside the wilderness. As is so often the case in modern politics, both bills are being represented as being for the benefit of Minnesota's children, when the reality is that they actually benefit multinational mining companies that are unlikely to care much about Minnesota school children. I know it's a lot to ask in an election year, but hopefully cooler heads will prevail and these bad bills will just fade away. Dave and Amy Freeman are technically residents of Lutzen. I say technically because they live in the most remote northern corner of Lutzen Township, deep in the Superior National Forest. Their home is a tent, but it's a really nice large canvas tent on a permanent platform. Most people would consider living in a platform tent to be roughing it, but for Dave and Amy, it represents permanence and luxury. The truth is, they're hardly ever at their home in Lutzen, because this week they launched another leg of their 12,000-mile North American Odyssey. They plunked their kayaks in Lake Superior at Grand Portage and will end up next April in Key West, Florida. This leg of the trip will be relatively tame by their standards as they make their way through the Great Lakes, down the Erie Canal, and finally down the Eastern Inland Waterway. The previous legs of the trip included paddling up the Pacific coast to Alaska, hiking across a big chunk of that state, paddling up the Yukon River, dog sledding through the Northwest Territories, and finally canoeing from Great Slave Lake to Grand Portage last summer. They half-jokingly refer to this trip as their honeymoon because they began shortly after their wedding 2 years ago. It isn't all just for fun, though. Dave and Amy run a nonprofit education program called Wilderness Classroom. They stay in touch with tens of thousands of school children via a satellite connection to the internet. The kids are highly involved in their travel plans and participate in many different learning projects. Dave and Amy stop and visit schools along their route, where they present a wildly popular program that educates kids about wilderness and the natural world. You can follow their progress too at wildernessclassroom.com. The North Shore Commercial Fishing Museum in Tofty is continuing their ongoing Stories of the Fishing Life series with a presentation by members of the Spry family on Saturday, May 19th at 2 p.m. The Sprys are an old and well-respected fishing family, mostly associated with the Hovland and Grand Portage area, who continue their fishing connections right up to the current day. As always, the program is free, open to the public, and yummy treats will be served. Check the North Shore Commercial Fishing Museum website or contact WTIP for more information. While we're on the subject of history, mark your calendar for the opening of the William F. Roloff Forest History Photography Exhibit at the Cross River Heritage Center in Schroeder, opening on May 25th at 10 a.m. This fascinating display of photos from the early days of logging are on loan from the St. Louis County Historical Society. It ties in with the Heritage Center's theme for the year, Timberjack Logging on the North Shore. Call Suzanne Frum at 663-7706 or check their website for more details. I've had a lot of phone calls from people wondering how the early spring will affect the walleye's appetite for minnows, leeches, and night crawlers during the first days of the fishing season. My answer is that it's anyone's guess. the ice left the lake so early this year that there is literally no precedent to rely on in making predictions. Generally, an early ice out means that fishing will be better during the first part of the season. In any case, the arrival of full summer in the deep south, by which I mean south of two harbors, seems to be piquing the interest of anglers, hikers, birdwatchers, and canoeists. The busy season is upon us. For WTIP, this is Bill Hansen with the West End News.